With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It's 3 months to the finish in a presidential election that's suddenly been transformed.
It's 99 days before Election Day with a fundamentally new presidential race taking shape.
What kind of country do we want to live in?
Vice President Kamala Harris has been smashing campaign fundraising records and pervading social media since stepping in for Joe Biden last Sunday.
She's terrible. She's worse than he is.
Former President Donald Trump, meanwhile, at a rally in St. Cloud this weekend, has abandoned the magnanimous tone he sought to project in the days after the assassination attempt. Republicans who had been predicting a landslide remain optimistic, but are working on new angles of attack to see what sticks against Harris. I'm Jennifer King.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is claiming victory in a highly controversial presidential election.
Fireworks echoed around Caracas after the first results of the election were announced, with President Maduro joining a crowd of supporters to celebrate.
Soy Nicolás Maduro Moros.
I am Nicolás Maduro Moros, the re-elected president of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela.
This result, however, is disputed by the opposition. They said some of their election observers were removed or barred from some counts, and they had access to only 30% of the printed receipts from the country's electronic voting machines.
Lebanon state-run news agency says Israeli strikes killed two people and injured three others in southern Lebanon early today. That was an Israeli reaction in part to a rocket attack over the weekend that killed 12 youths in the Golan Heights. McDonald's posting weak sales in the second quarter.
The Chicago burger giant says its same-store sales, or sales at locations open at least a year, fell 1% worldwide in the April to June period. It was the company's first same-store sales decline since the fourth quarter of 2020. McDonald's warned in April that inflation-weary consumers were seeking better value and affordability.
This is SRN News. Christians are upset about the mocking of the Last Supper at the Paris Olympics.
Friday night's ceremony featured drag queens in a depiction of Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper, which portrays Jesus with his disciples. Men dressed as women were featured in other scenes as Paris opened the Summer Games, sparking an outcry on social media. House Speaker Mike Johnson said the, quote, mockery of the Last Supper was shocking and insulting to Christian people around the world. He wrote on X that, quote, the war on our faith and traditional values knows no bounds. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Abortion rights activists in Arkansas appear to have come up short in gathering enough signatures for an election ballot. A court filing shows the signatures collected by volunteers falls short by 3,000 signatures. The Arkansas Supreme Court ordered the state to count those signatures, but only those collected by volunteers. This is SRN News. Air traffic controllers will soon be getting a little more rest between their shifts. That's according to new FAA guidelines designed to keep them more alert on the job. Former President Trump has made the keynote address at the Bitcoin conference in Nashville, Tennessee. He says his energy policies will be compliant with the needs of Bitcoin.
We need a lot of electricity. You know, AI needs what to be really dominant. And China can do it much easier. We have environmental impact statements to do, but we're going to do things that nobody thought were possible. You need tremendous amounts of electricity. You need double the electricity of the entire electricity that we have right now in the United States to dominate.
And a man accused of starting California's worst wildfire this summer is due in court later today. That blaze has already charred enough acres to cover all of Los Angeles. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.